It's Jamie Foxx. At BetMGM, everyone gets a welcome offer. Get up to $1,500 in bonus bets when you sign up if your first bet doesn't go your way. You know I love a good welcome. Hey there, friends. I'm here to treat you right with BetMGM. A warm welcome to our new customers. I see you out there. I know you got what it takes, so take out that phone, tap that BetMGM app, and bet, baby. You know what it is. There's a bonus bet waiting for you. Oh, that's the good stuff. Get on in here. Get your welcome offer and play with the sports book born in Vegas, where they know how to treat you right. Download BetMGM and bet.
See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369, New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP, Arizona. 1-800-327-5050, Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF, Iowa. 1-800-981-0023, Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You're watching a Highwire Media podcast.
Well, hello there, true crime fans, and welcome to another episode of Cold Case Friday on the True Crime Never Sleeps show. As always, I'm your host, Larry Lease. And tonight, we're going back to 1981 to a rural cabin, Kitty. Kitty is a resort town in the Sierra Nevadas of Northern California. Three bodies were discovered there, brutally murdered, and another was found years later. Today, they remain an unsolved mystery, so let's get into it. In autumn 1980, Sue Sharp, after separating from her husband in Connecticut, moved with her five children, John, 15, Sheila, 14, Tina, 12, Ricky, 10, and Greg, 5, to Northern California, where her brother lived. Upon arriving in California, she began renting Cabin 28 of the Kitty Resort in the rural Sierra Nevada community of Kitty. On the evening of April 11th, 1981, Sue had let her sons, Ricky and Greg, have their friend, 12-year-old Justin, over to spend the night. Justin was also relatively new to Kitty. His cabin was just a short distance from the Sharps' cabin, so letting Justin spend the night would not be a problem. That same evening, her daughter Sheila had plans to spend the night with the Seabolt family, who lived in an adjacent cabin. While Sue remained at home with Ricky, Greg, and Justin, Sheila departed the home shortly after 8 p.m., leaving her mother alone with the younger children. Tina, who had been watching television at the Seabolt's cabin, returned home around 9:30 p.m. The oldest son, John, spent the night partying in a nearby town, but returned home later that night with his friend Dana. There were seven people in the cabin that night. Sue, John, Dana, Tina, Ricky, Greg, and Justin. Three of them would be brutally massacred, and one would disappear. The following morning, Sheila returned home around 7:45 a.m. She slowly opened the door and was greeted by an offensive smell and saw a horrific scene. Inside were the dead bodies of Sue, John, and Dana in the cabin's living room. All three had been bound with adhesive tape and wire. Two bloody knives and one hammer were found at the scene, and one of the knives, a steak knife, had been bent in half due to extreme force. Blood splatter evidence inside the house indicated that the murders of Sue, John, and Dana had all taken place in the living room. Sue was discovered lying on her side near the living room sofa, naked from the waist down. She had been gagged with a blue bandana and her own panties, which had been secured to her face with tape. In addition to suffering stab wounds to her chest, her throat had also been slashed. An imprint matching the foot of a BB gun was found on the side of her head. John also had his throat slashed, while Dana had suffered multiple head injuries and had been strangled. All three victims had blunt force trauma to their heads, later determined to have been caused by a hammer. Sheila ran to her neighbors, the Seabolts, screaming for help. The father of the Seabolt family, James, came to the house. He found Greg, Ricky, and Justin inside one of the bedrooms. Jason later admitted having briefly entered the cabin through the back door to see if anyone was still alive, potentially contaminating evidence in the process. The investigation into the murders was initially handled by the Plumas County Sheriff's Office, From the start, it was riddled with errors. The crime scene was never properly secured, and it took a crazy amount of time for police to realize that Tina was missing. When the first police officers arrived at the scene, Justin tried to tell them that Tina was missing, but they ignored what the boy was saying. It wasn't until hours later that everyone finally realized that the 12-year-old daughter of the murdered woman was gone. There was considerable blood on the living room floor and drops of blood on Tina's bed. The investigation pointed to rape as a motivation behind kidnapping Tina instead of murdering her in the home with the others. More evidence found included a bloody footprint discovered in the yard and knife marks on some of the walls of the home. Upon interviewing Sheila and the Siebold family, law enforcement found that none of them had heard any commotion during the hours the crime had taken place. However, another couple who lived nearby described being woken up at about 1:30 a.m. by what they described as muffled screaming. However, they weren't able to decipher where the screaming was coming from, so they eventually went back to sleep. The Sharps' cabin showed no indication of forced entry, though detectives did recover an unidentified fingerprint from a handrail on the stairs leading to the cabin's back door. The cabin's telephone had been left off the hook, all the lights had been shut off, and the drapes were closed. Later, a knife was recovered in a trash can inside the Keddie General Store. Authorities believe this item to be linked to the crimes. While the brutal attacks were going on in the cabin, Ricky, Greg, and Justin were sleeping, completely undisturbed in the next room. When the scene was discovered, the boys were completely unarmed. It seems impossible that the muffled screaming heard at 1:30 a.m. by neighbors in a different cabin didn't wake the three young boys sleeping in the next room. And also, why did the killers murder three people but spare the children? Justin, under hypnosis, claimed to have heard unusual sounds coming from the living room while watching television in the bedroom with Ricky and Greg. Upon investigating the sounds, he witnessed Sue with two men, one with a mustache and long hair, the other clean-shaven with short hair. Both wore glasses. According to Justin, John, and Dana, then entered the home and began heatedly arguing with the men, resulting in a fight that spiraled into violence. Tina reportedly entered the room during the altercation and was taken out of the cabin's back door by one of the men. A police sketch was released by the two men Justin claimed to have seen. But if the crime had simply spiraled into violence, why were the bodies tied up? One of the Sharps' neighbors, Marilyn Smart, mother of Justin, who was in the house that night, later claimed she had found a bloody jacket belonging to Tina in her basement and had turned it in to police. However, no official record of this exists. Her husband, Martin, also claimed that a claw hammer had gone missing from his home. This began to draw suspicion toward Martin. He was interviewed by Department of Justice officials. According to Smart, on the night of the murders, a friend of his, John Bowe, was staying with the Smarts on a temporary basis. He said he and Bo had first met a few weeks earlier at the Veterans Administration Hospital, where they were both receiving treatment for PTSD. Smart claimed to have suffered from PTSD as a result of his time spent fighting in the Vietnam War. He went on to say that earlier in the evening of April 11th,
be the boss of the frost this winter with BetMGM Casino. Get out of the cold with more than 500 dazzling slots and exciting table games that have red hot action. Play traditional games like roulette and blackjack with live dealers. Grin when you spin on spectacular slot favorites like Cash Eruption, 88 Fortune, Mystery of the Lamp, Rack and Bacon, Cash Machine, Flintstones, and Squid Game from anywhere. If you're in front of a roaring fire at the ski lodge, in a crowded airport on a layover, or just relaxing at home in your comfy living room chair, BetMGM Casino puts gaming fun in the palm of your hand. So, whether you're taking a shot at a jackpot up to $1 million, doubling down at the blackjack table, or deciding between red and black, make BetMGM your go-to app. BetMGM.com for terms. 21 years of age or older to wager. Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and West Virginia only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
One of the hardest parts of getting older is feeling like something's off in your body, but not knowing exactly what. It's not just aging. It's often your hormones, too. When they fall out of balance, everything feels off. But here's the good news. This doesn't have to be the story of your next chapter. Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth is an herbal formula made with science-backed ingredients designed to fine-tune your hormones by balancing estrogen, testosterone, progesterone, and even stress hormones like cortisol. It helps with common issues such as hot flashes, poor sleep, low energy, bloating, and more. With over 40,000 reviews and a bottle sold every 24 seconds, the results speak for themselves. A survey found 86% of women lost weight, 77% saw an improved mood, and 100% felt like themselves again. Start your next chapter feeling balanced and in control. For a limited time, get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with code NEXTCHAPTER at checkout. Visit happymammoth.com today and get your old self back naturally.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You?
The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
He, his wife Marilyn, and Beau decided to go to the backdoor bar for a few drinks. On the way to the bar, the group stopped by Sue Sharp's cabin and asked if she wanted to join them. Sue declined, so they left and went to the bar. At the bar, Martin complained angrily to the manager about the music that was playing. They left shortly afterward and returned to the Smart's cabin. Marilyn watched television and then went to bed. Martin, still angry about the music, called the manager and complained again. Okay, that would get annoying, and at my job, I've actually had people do that. Like, you're already home, why are you complaining about the music that you left? But anyways, I digress. He and Beau then went back to the bar for more drinks, even though you don't like the music. Allegedly, during her interview with investigators, Marilyn said that the day after the murders, she and Martin separated. She described him as short-tempered, abusive, and violent. After interviews with the Smarts and Beau were complete and Martin was polygraphed, the investigators decided that none of them were involved in the murders. However, Marilyn was interviewed again at a later date. This time, she admitted that Martin hated the victim, John Sharp. She also admitted that early in the morning of April 12th, she saw Martin burning something in the fireplace. Rumors then began circulating that the murders were some kind of devil-worshipping ritual or were linked to drugs. Both of those theories were ultimately dismissed by the sheriff at the time. As you can imagine, the investigation was a disaster. The DOJ investigators were accused of sloppy work and failing to fact-check or clarify obvious discrepancies made by Smart and Beau during their interviews. For example, in Beau's initial interview, he said that he had worked as a Chicago police officer for 18 years, but retired after being shot in the line of duty. And this was an obvious lie. Had investigators simply checked Beau's date of birth, they would have seen that this claim was impossible. Beau also lied about how long he had lived in Keddy, adding 2 extra weeks to his timeline. He falsely claimed that Marilyn Smart was his niece. He said Marilyn was awake when he and Martin came home after their second trip to the bar, while she insisted she had been asleep. Beau said he had never met Sue Sharp, which directly contradicted what Marilyn had said about the three of them, stopping by to ask Sue to join them at the bar. Investigators were also sloppy when interviewing Martin. In one interview, Martin Smart said that his stepson Justin, who was in the cabin the night of the murders, might have seen something. He added, quote, without me detecting him. So let's recap. Martin Smart literally said, quote, my stepson Justin, who was there the night of the murders, might have seen something without me detecting him. And that did not set off alarm bells for investigators. Smart also voluntarily brought up the hammers used in the murders, adding that he had recently lost his own hammer. What are the odds of that? There were no follow-up interviews with the Smarts or Beau since investigators had already decided they weren't involved. Oh, and it's worth noting at this point, Martin Smart was friends with the county sheriff at the time. Because Tina is believed to have been abducted from the crime scene, her disappearance was initially investigated by the FBI. However, on April 29th, 1981, the FBI reported that they had backed off the case because the Department of Justice was doing an adequate job and made the FBI's presence unnecessary. You know, the same Department of Justice that was accused of lazy, sloppy interviewing and investigation? Right. Okay. Then in 1984, 3 years after the murders, a cranium, part of a skull, was found about 100 miles from Katy. Several months later, an anonymous caller told the sheriff that the skull belonged to Tina Sharp. The caller was never identified. Another search of the area was conducted, and more remains were found. A jawbone and several other bones. Testing confirmed that the bones belonged to Tina Sharp. Near the remains, detectives also found a child's blanket, a blue nylon jacket, a pair of Levi jeans, and an empty surgical tape dispenser. The cabin where the murders took place was demolished in 2004, but the story did not end there. In a 2008 documentary on the murders, Marilyn Smart claimed that she suspected her husband and his friend John were responsible for the murders of Sue, John, Dana, and Tina. Crazy that the two people most likely to have done it were suspected by the woman who probably knew a lot more than investigators ever did. Martin Smart died in 2000. Not long after his death, his therapist told the Plumas County Sheriff's Office that Smart had confessed to him. Smart had admitted to killing Sue Sharp because she was trying to convince Marilyn to leave him. Martin Smart killed Sue Sharp, thinking it would stop Marilyn from leaving him. She left him the next day anyways, so that didn't work out. As for John Bowe, he died in 1988. In a 2016 article by the Sacramento Bee, it was reported that shortly after the murders, Martin had left Katy and driven to Reno, Nevada. From there, he sent a letter to Marilyn discussing the personal struggles in their marriage. He ended the letter with this chilling sentence, quote, "I've paid the price of your love, and now I've bought it with four people's lives." On March 24, 2016, investigators discovered a hammer matching the description of the one Martin Smart had claimed to have lost. It was found in a local pond. The sheriff said the location it was found in suggested it had been intentionally placed there, not accidentally misplaced. So that's it, right? Case closed? It was obvious, Martin. He admitted it twice. Not so fast. In April 2018, authorities announced that DNA evidence recovered from tape found at the crime scene matched a known living suspect. Martin Smart and John Bowe are both dead, so it seems the mystery of who else was involved isn't over yet. Thank you so much for watching. I really appreciate it. I hope you enjoyed this video. As always, if you want to like, comment, subscribe, click the bell, all that stuff, please do. And if you want to support the channel, you can buy us a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/TCNS. And as always, thank you so much for watching, and I shall see you real soon.
Be the boss of the frost this winter with BetMGM Casino. Get out of the cold with more than 500 dazzling slots and exciting table games that have red hot action. Play traditional games like roulette and blackjack with live dealers. Grin when you spin on spectacular slot favorites like Cash Eruption, 88 Fortune, Mystery of the Lamp, Rack and Bacon, Cash Machine, Flintstones, and Squid Game from anywhere. If you're in front of a roaring fire at the ski lodge, in a crowded airport on a layover, or just relaxing at home in your comfy living room chair, BetMGM Casino puts gaming fun in the palm of your hand. So, whether you're taking a shot at a jackpot up to $1 million, doubling down at the blackjack table, or deciding between red and black, make BetMGM your go-to app. BetMGM.com for terms. 21 years of age or older to wager. Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and West Virginia only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.